Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Conrad, and I am currently at the Wiki site in Vienna. It's the this conference takes place from the 23rd to 25th, 2017, and it's kind of the community meeting of, well, everybody in the huge universe around Wikimedia that is interested in citations and everything related to that, and also Wikidata, which is basically the technology used in that case. It's a meeting that is organized by several people, and I will talk to some of them, and I will also try to get some people heavily involved in this or presenting the projects here. And the meeting itself, it's the meeting of a rather diverse group, and I also will try to address this a little bit and dive into that. This is basically just the initial episode introducing all that, and I might have a handful of interviews with some selected people. So I hope you're looking forward to that. And with this, I stop this episode, and you can just download the other ones and listen to them, because there's the real content. All right. And here's another episode of the Wikisite series of Open Science Radio. And with me is Kale Strasser. Kale, so you are here with us at Wikisite. What is your background and what brings you here?
So my background is that I was trained as a biological oceanographer. So I spent a lot of time in the mud thinking about clams and their population dynamics, which got me interested in mathematical models. And I started doing some more computationally intensive work. I somewhere along the way realized that I wasn't cut out to be a professor. So I left that area and started thinking more about outreach and education for researchers around data management and data sharing. So I did that at the California Digital Library, which is part of the UC Office of the President in California. And in the course of that work, I got involved in developing technology geared towards data sharing for researchers, particularly related to spreadsheets, and also data sharing in terms of the institutional repositories that are there. So I now work at the Moore Foundation, which is an organization that I first was introduced to by getting a grant from them for one of these projects when I worked at the California Digital Library. So the Moore Foundation is based out of Palo Alto, and we have a living donor. So that's Gordon Moore, who's the co-founder of Intel. And he was also the author of Moore's Law, which is a rather kind of famous way of thinking about the development of technology over time. And so the endowment funds our foundation, which focuses on four main areas related to environmental conservation, the Bay Area, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, patient care, and then the group that I work with, which is the science program. So we fund basic research in the natural and physical sciences, and that's specifically related to things that are not biomedical research and that are not necessarily social sciences. So within the science program, I work within the Data-Driven Discovery Initiative, which is a five-year, $60 million initiative geared towards promoting academic data science. And in the context of that group in that pile of money, we fund things like Wikisite. And so our interest is really in figuring out how to make it easier for academics to engage in data-driven research, to get more computational experiences, to be able to handle their data better, to have better tools to deal with their data sets, regardless of the discipline that they're in. And the Wikisite organization is certainly along the lines of that mission that we have. So we're very interested in the types of tools and ideas that come out of meetings like Wikisite. So the reason that I come to meetings like this is certainly because they're interesting and unique, and there's lots of great people here, in particular international people that I don't necessarily run into a lot in the US, but also because it's really important for us as funders to make sure that we're understanding the landscape and what people are actually thinking about and doing kind of on the ground when it comes to data and software and the technology that's needed to support data-driven research. So coming to a meeting like this really gives me insight into the types of things that are being developed and what's really on the minds of the people that are on the front lines of research.
Mm-hmm. As I'm not aware how we fund this precisely, is this a long-term funding? Is it short-term? How do you do this usually? Is this a let's say a common type of funding that you apply here, or is it something that is specific for Wikisite or Wikidata? How is it in this case?
So Wikidata was actually a grant, an early grant from several years ago, and that actually predated my time at the foundation. So when I came to the foundation, I actually helped to kind of close out the Wikidata grant, which basically means that I wrote up lessons learned and evaluated whether or not we thought that the project was successful, which I think it was. And it still is. So in that sense, the Wikidata project was out of a pot of money that was for general use by the entire science program. The Wikisite money, the money that we're using to actually fund this conference, is coming from a different pot, which is for smaller project grants that are typically related to meetings. Mm-hmm. And so those tend to be $50,000 or less. So this is a short piece of funding that's really specifically geared towards this meeting itself. We certainly are always in conversations with Dario and others at Wikidata and Wikimedia to think about other ways that we could help support the efforts that are happening here. Generally, our funding within the Data-Driven Discovery Initiative is 2 to 3 years for projects. That said, we have pretty much spent the allotment of money that we got from the board. It's all been promised to people. But we are currently thinking about the next iteration of our program and how we might support things like Wikidata and Wikisite moving forward, if we were able to get more money from the board to continue data-driven discovery as a program.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, or it's accepted that this is kind of an important piece of work that needs to be done here. So it's likely that there's something happening. I guess you cannot promise anything, but there's at least the tendency that this is seen as an important thing. Yeah,
yeah, I think that the Data-Driven Discovery Initiative within the science program is particularly, it's a little bit nuanced for us to make our arguments to the board, because the other programs in the science program at the foundation are very much geared towards domains. So there's telescopes for astronomy, there's marine microbiology projects, there's physics projects that are involved with all kinds of interesting investigators that are doing cool table talk physics. That said, our program is much more geared towards culture change and methodology change within disciplines that maybe haven't always thought that computationally intensive research was important. And so it's a little bit harder for us to make our case than it might be for other groups. And so it's not that I think we won't be able to make our case. I think that now is the time for academic data science. I think that we're seeing a lot of programs spinning up at universities, particularly in the US, but also things like the Alan Turing Institute in the UK. And as these programs grow, I think it won't be hard for us to make a case that this is going to continue to be important, at least for the next 5 years, which is about the lifetime of the initiatives that we have at the foundation. So part of our story for getting that new tranche of funding is showing the successes that we've had. And so things like Wikidata and Wikisite are certainly part of that conversation around what we've done that's really made a difference for the community, and how if we continue to support them and if we continue to be able to provide funding for these groups, we can make a big difference in the way that science is done.
Mm-hmm. And is it kind of a strength or weakness that the Wikisite and the Wikidata community is rather diverse, right? I mean, if you look around here, librarians, they're scientists and not scientists of one field, but basically of all the fields, which is makes it super interesting, but also hard to communicate and harder to find a consensus. Is this an issue for you guys, or how do you see that?
I mean, it's like you say, it's an asset and a liability, right? So it's great because it means that we're very excited about supporting tools and techniques that are generally applicable. So things that are very specific to a single domain are a little bit less interesting for our group than things that are more widely applicable. However, we do tend to focus on funding in the Moore Foundation on natural and physical sciences. So the fact that there are social scientists or economists or other groups, humanists, that are interested in this space, it's not to say that we're upset about that or it makes it harder to sell our story. It's just it's something that we have to make sure that we emphasize. It's them, but it's also the natural and physical scientists. So they're still very much a part of this community. And if we can benefit them, then we're also going to have this side benefit of helping these other groups that maybe wouldn't necessarily be in our path otherwise.
And maybe besides Wikisite and Wikidata, what would anybody who would like to be funded by you, what kind of criteria would they need to fulfill in order to get money from you guys?
The private philanthropy space in the US is nuanced, and it's very different depending on the philanthropist that you're talking to. And so in the case of the Moore Foundation, we don't have open calls for proposals. We very much rely on meetings like Wikisite to meet people and to hear from the community what's important and what's exciting and what people are really hoping will help them in the future. And to really think about the directions that we're going, we rely very much on our contacts. So in that sense, we don't have that open call that a lot of people really like. It really is about, if you're doing good work, we are likely to hear about it. Somewhere along the way, we're going to go to a meeting or we're going to have a conversation with somebody that it gets brought up. And so I think in the past, that's made some people that want money from foundations a little bit nervous or apprehensive about the process. But I think that in some ways, it's a boon to people that maybe wouldn't necessarily catch the eye of a traditional funder. Maybe they don't write up the best proposal, or maybe they don't have the best communication skills. But if we hear about their project because it's great, then they can still have an in with us. So I think that's very specific to the Moore Foundation. Other groups do have calls for proposals. One of the only exceptions to that rule is that we do have general calls for things like more inventors. And so this is something that I'm really excited about, a community like Wikisite getting involved with. So the Moore Inventor Fellows program is something relatively new, and it's to celebrate the fact that Gordon Moore was himself an inventor. And they're providing grants, 5 grants per year for the next 8 or 10 years. And I'm not officially an expert on this, but basically, it's open to people from a variety of institutions. And the goal is really to provide funding for people with really interesting ideas that might not otherwise seem interesting to a traditional funding agency. And so to really celebrate the idea of inventiveness. And so that can be technological inventiveness, and it can be, actual experimental inventiveness. But I think the Wikisite community in particular, and the Wikimedia community, is very much aligned with those types of ways of working. And so it'd be really great to see more applications from these communities in the Moore Foundation's Inventor Fellows program.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's actually very nice to basically work in a network and recruit out of this network potential recipients of such a fund. I think this is a very smart and important approach to to build on the knowledge of the others and harvest the knowledge of the network there. Mm-hmm. Did we forget anything? Anything important that you would like to mention regarding your activities, or especially in respect to Wikisite, but also in general?
I think generally the Wikisite community is a really exciting and interesting space to interact with, and I would like to see them succeed long term. And I think that they're taking a very good approach, which is listening to the community and making sure that they're engaging as many people as possible in the processes that they're choosing to take on. And it's not that different from the way that we think about funding at the Moore Foundation, which is talking to the community, really engaging the people that are most likely to benefit from the things that we're interested in. And so I see some parallels there that I think are just worth pointing out, that Wikisite is a very welcoming and interesting and innovative community that is definitely changing things for the better in terms of the way that we think about Wikidata, data in general, and citations.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I think we go downstairs and talk to more people now. Huh? Okay,
fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic.